know what I mean?
Mm. Mm-mm. The last thing I saw swimming backwards were mosquitoes.
Okay. Crayfish?
Yeah.
Crayfish,
yeah.
And then sort of like crayfish, except they get them out of the ocean. Might buy a couple pounds at a time. Down around Beaufort, Savannah.
Crabs. Lobsters, crabs.
Little things like this. You drop them in hot water to cook them and they turn pink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Shrimp.
Okay. Okay. You might say you want to buy a couple pounds of...
shrimp.
Okay. Other kinds of insects. There's a kind of insect that at night, if you have a light, you know, it'll fly around the night. The light.
It has a light. I've only seen two this year. A lightning bug.
Okay. No, lightning bug, that's
not
kind
a lightning.
That,
oh, you mean the one that has a light.
What do you mean by a lightning bug?
A lightning bug is a bug that flies around at night in the summertime, and every few minutes he lights up.
He lights up his tail.
Right.
Okay. What about if you had a lamp or something like that?
Oh, a candle fly.
Candle fly.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard other names for that?
I don't know if a candle fly and a moth is the same thing. I believe it is.
Okay. If you got a whole bunch of them in your clothes, you'd say there were a whole bunch of...
moths.
Okay. There's a little thin-bodied insect that's got two pairs of wings. You don't see them in the house very much, but like if you go fishing, they always end up... You're not a fisherman, but...
They're a little larger than a fly.
Yeah.
They're horse flies. No, they're snake doctors.
Snake doctors.
Right.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
I'm trying to think. I know we've always called them snake doctors because they were all over camp when we went camping.
Okay. And then the kinds of insects that sting.
Bees. And wasps and yellow jackets.
Okay. Let me see. There's a kind that burrows into your skin and raises welts. They don't fly around, but they sort of live in the grass and so on.
Very little, and you can't see them.
Yeah.
Red bugs. Okay. That's the only thing that bites me. I'm covered with them after a camping trip.
Do you ever call them anything else besides red bugs?
There is something else. What is it? I've always called them red bugs, but I've heard them called something else.
Maybe chiggers?
Chiggers, yeah. That's what it is.
Okay.
I keep going back to chinches and changes or whatever. Chiggers, yeah.
Okay. There's a kind of insect. Some of them are green, and around this time of the year, some of them are brown. They live in the grass, and they go hopping around.
It's either a grasshopper or a hoppergrass.
Either
and
way.
I think I was calling them hoppergrass until I took biology, and the book said grasshopper. One or the other way around, which one?
Uh-huh, okay. If you walk into a room sometimes in the corner, you'll see, is that one up there? No, it isn't.
Night bee. Spider webs, cobwebs.
Okay. If it's inside, would you more likely call it a spider web or a cobweb?
I would usually call it a spider web, outside or inside, but I've heard it called both, and I didn't, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about if it's laying across the, you know, sometimes they build them across the grass?
It still would be a spider web to
okay.
me. I would just call them all spider webs.
Okay. And then if it was between two, let's say, trees, it would
it's
be...
It's a beautiful spider web.
Okay. The part of a tree that grows under the ground, that's its...
root.
Okay. And... the kind of tree that George Washington cut down.